Victoria Collins glared at the illuminated display panel in the elevator and vowed to kill the entire maintenance department. She could see the headlines now. Elevator homicide. Tektronix employee kills because of slow cab. She couldn't blame her impatience on having a stud waiting at home. All she had to look forward to was a glass of wine, a hot bath, and her vibrator. But anything beat being in this slug of an elevator alone. She tapped her foot. The display dragged past the floors. She was only at 20. Would the day from hell ever end? First, some ass had run into her, making her spill her coffee down her jacket. Second, her assistant had called in sick. Third, her marketing report had never made it from her department to the vice president's office. Three irritating annoyances. Tonight, she had stayed late to update the report to perfection and carried it up herself, not trusting her report wouldn't be lost again. The display flashed 18. 17th floor was next. Joe's floor. Her nipples hardened behind her lacy bra. She'd had little control over her reactions since he had come to work at the company several months ago. Oh, yes, her breath caught in her throat. Joe had bad boy written all over him. He was handsome, with a work ethic that rivaled her own. Victoria held her breath as 17 lit up and stayed solid. The elevator shuddered to a stop. Could it be him? Get a life, Victoria. Why would he, the company's newest wonder boy, be working late on a Friday night? He was no doubt out partying with any number of gorgeous women in downtown Seattle. Probably some other poor sap working late tonight. She kept her attention on the display when the doors opened, wishing the person would hurry up and board the elevator so they could get on their way. The spicy scent of pure male and citrus surrounded her. Oh, dear Lord. She knew the scent. It turned her bones to water every time. Only he smelled like that. She closed her eyes in a brief moment of ecstasy before the doors slid shut, reminding her of where she was, alone in the elevator. Well, not now. Her gaze connected with his. Clear blue eyes danced with delight. His black hair was long enough to cause the ends to curl in a sexy way at his collar. His tailored gray jacket covered his broad shoulders, the tie a shade lighter, contrasting with his white shirt. His hands in the pockets of his dark slacks pulled the fabric tight over his hard thighs, and she swallowed, forcing her gaze away from his incredible body. He was watching her. Shit. Good evening. Oh, Lord, was that her breathy, soft voice? It is now, he said, and a slow smile tugged his lips. His voice was husky with the right amount of sex appeal, and his smile. She gulped. The smile reminded her of a predator who had cornered its prey so they could play sensual games. He's just a man. Oh, yeah, but what a man. Moisture dampened her panties. Damn, she didn't want to be attracted to him, to lust after him. A loud bang startled her out of her thoughts. The elevator jerked to a stop, throwing her off balance, and straight into Joe Bradshaw's arms.